You're tuned into Audible Agent Radio with Gomez Warren IV and DJ XL.
Set adrift on memory bliss of you.
Radio episode 7.
We're working now.
The full posse is in here.
Can you turn my mic up a little bit?
You're plenty loud. You're good.
Oh shit. Who's that?
Hi.
Yeah. Oh,
hi.
Sorry, I'm over here distracted like a motherfucker. Sorry.
Watching yourself?
Yeah.
Skateboard over and over again?
No, I'm trying to edit this shit.
Is that what you call it?
Oh, yeah. That's it? Are you
Go
jerking off to
yourself?
Oh, yeah. Look at that back nollie. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look at that heel grind nollie flip. Oh, yeah.
Wow. You sound like Pharrell right now.
Word?
You sound like Nigo.
Oh, word?
He likes that.
Not the Niga!
Yeah,
hi. Hi, how was your vacation?
My vacation starts in 10 days.
Great. What is up with the song that you just played?
I think we're going to do a theme tonight.
Which is, were you feeling like real soft about yourself?
Never. Pause.
Trying to put that toilet paper in the freezer?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Big shout out to my dude, the God Body. Make sure that toilet paper is chilly. No. I figured, we'll do, I don't want to say corny songs, but.
You don't want to say it, but you just did it. That was a corny ass fucking song.
Because not everything I'm going to play, I believe, is corny, but maybe it's a little. I won't say played out either, just kind of like done with.
Yo, PM Dawn, soft as
Son,
a motherfucker.
Yo, if you was at a grade school dance and you was eyeing that honey, you was trying to blend real quick.
To this
came on. You'd walk your used jeans, reverse ass, Nike windbreaker boy, Elise wearing type ass over there. Like,
no, that's you.
Well, that's what I had on.
Yeah, no,
maternity BVM carnivals. Now I mean, what you know about that, kid?
Nothing.
Be going over to them Jones like, yo, what's up, shorty? You know what I mean?
Yeah, let me dance with you to a song by a fat guy with fucking shitlocks on his head. Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Oh, yo, were you in this video?
Yeah!
That was amazing.
I was never fat.
Did you mean, not about being fat, I'm just asking you, since you were in a Cher video, did you make an appearance in...
What year did this come out? Like, I was too young for this shit.
I mean, I don't know. You was in a Nickelback video, whatever that was. Swing box or whatever it is.
I'll say it again. This is... What is this? This is like...
This got to be like 91, 92.
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
Like, yeah, I was in...
Roughly
fucking,
just thinking. I'm probably wrong. But,
I was in ninth grade.
But yeah, so, you know... I'm just going to play a couple joints. You know, they're probably going to be a little featherweight. You know, no homo.
Hey, yo.
I just feel like, you know, we always, you know, play the cool shit. And this was the cool shit at one time. I just want to take it back. It's, yep. Summertime jams. There it is.
That's what it is? Can you do me a favor, though?
There it is.
Hold on. Do not.
Summertime jams. I'm not going to play Summertime.
Thank you.
I already know. I'm not going to play Summertime because that's just the obvious. I'm going to just play Summertime Twists, if you will. You're walking on the boardwalk. You're eating a funnel cake.
What's a boardwalk?
Oh, you guys don't have a boardwalk out
oh,
here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nobody eats funnel cake either.
A boardwalk is like...
I know what the fuck a boardwalk is.
So, okay.
I was busting your balls.
You go
remember
to the boardwalk,
where you are.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you're eating a little funnel cake. You know, you about to hop on some rides. And you hear, you know, the joints be playing some music. This is what they're going... Everything I play is probably what you're going to hear. If you go to Wildwood... If you go to Wildwood, New Jersey, which I'm a be in the borough, I'm a be in Atlantic City, I'm a be in your hood.
Notice how he's having such a black attack right
or,
now.
Or if you go to, I don't even know, what's your popping beach out here?
Well, for
with
the crackers.
With like rides. Like,
no,
like
there's no
rides.
Oh, Santa Monica, but that
you
doesn't
guys
count.
Have rides,
that's for the Mexicans.
But do you guys have like
yeah,
a Wildwood?
Yeah. No, I don't know Wildwood, but that's Santa Monica. That's where the Mexicans go.
Like
and
the
then,
pier. And yeah. there's a Ferris
and then
or
all of the
Boom.
All there the racist go. Jewish so, people like so, yourself.
So
they
so,
hang out. Hold on. They hang out in Malibu with Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm. So for all my vatos, you know what I mean? You're going to be on the boardwalk. You're going to be walking with your little lady. I don't know. Your little China, whatever they call it. You know
Chica.
What I'm saying? Chica, whatever. If she Asian, she China. You know what I mean? And, you know, you're going to be feeling, you're going to be drinking a Coronita. You know what I'm saying? You got a little lime in that boy. And
I'm going to go get some weeda. Hold on.
You about to go hop on a motherfucking.
Get my bonguita.
Surprise.
You know, little Ferris wheel, little like crazy train arcade demonstration that spins around in circles. You know, you would probably hear one or maybe all of the selection you're going to hear in this episode. On top of that, since last episode, I think we only really did one song break. We're going to make sure we get a good 2-3 in. So, you know, I just want to make sure, you know, and this is... The official summertime episode, Audible Agent, episode 7. The posse is in here.
He's so excited.
The female is in here.
He missed
Fuck
me.
Her.
The boys are in here. We had Yogurtland, I had Yogurtland earlier.
I didn't partake.
The ball hit off two tricks real quick. That'll be posted.
Pause.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, I'm feeling real, it's, you know, it was hot. I've been
it
in the sun all day.
Fuck today.
It was crazy Hase Calor. And
is that a cologne?
Halston Z14. And, you know.
Fahrenheit?
Yes. Fahrenheit 11.
Fahrenheit ass nigga.
And, you know, boom. So, you know, I'm just going to keep, a real summary.
Yeah, fuck it. So unprofessional. He's drinking. You got that liquid. I'm about to hit this liquid. Here, watch the sound effect.
Get hit it. Keep in mind, last episode, he wanted to see how far he could go without getting high, and we barely even made it. We just touched the 10-minute mark.
Not that I'm a weed head, but
and he was away for about 2 of those minutes getting the, you know,
nah, I've probably been sitting here. No, it's not paraphernalia. And I've probably been sitting here for, I don't know, 5 minutes. Just, fuck, this shit makes me want to smoke weed. Sorry.
There it is. Boom. Live. Yeah.
I mean, Snoop Dogg can do it. Why can't I?
Yo, you can do whatever you want to do, man. You know what I mean? You're the motherfucking boss. The world is your oyster. You do whatever you want to do. You know? But whenever you're ready to just chime in, say a couple things. You know, the mic is open. Crack it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying my mouth is like in a blunder.
It's disgusting.
Fuck off. So anyway, how was your week away, young lady? What did you do with your time? You want to hear about it? Tell us about your J dates. Tell us about your.
Oh my god.
You actually tell us about. Your was that frozen yogurt? That there's a lot of frozen yogurt going on around here.
Frozen yogurt just kicked every dessert's ass right now. Like fuck Cold Stone, fuck Baskin Robbins, you know, fuck motherfucking, you know, the ice cream truck. Frozen yogurt, i.e. Yogurt Land, not that pink berry sucker shit. This Yogurt Land demonstration, as my homie Impulse would say, is really kicking ass right now. Like, you fill the cup up, you put all your toppings, whether it be fruit or candy, you destroy it, but you don't feel like a slob afterwards because you ate some yogurt, non-fat.
And it came in at under $5.
And you ring out under $5. I got in today. I went hard today. My shit was $4.
Now, young lady, let's talk about, as I said, two things. First off, you're a little bitchy, huh?
I think I'm mad at the world.
Why?
I haven't figured it out, but...
What have you been doing? Because you've been a little snappy. You were snappy in the green room. Okay.
Oh. Are you talking about the washroom? Is the washroom the green room? How did I miss this?
You yelled at me in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were in the president's office earlier, you know, talking about our raises, you were a little mean to him.
I've been rude. It's not even that I've been rude, but I'm just saying the things that I would normally edit, or the filter is gone now. If there was a filter before, it's gone now.
Why?
I'm just tired of holding it back. Like, other people don't do it for me, so. That's it. It's good for me.
So give some examples of some of the things that you said besides the fact that Cold Stone is for fat people, end quote.
Today?
I
called a girl. There was some girl that I knew through a friend, was friends with one of my ex-boyfriends. I saw her at this restaurant tonight. And I just heard the sound of her voice and looked over and I was like, oh, of course it's that horse-faced girl.
Wow.
Turn back around.
Cold blooded. Damn.
And yeah.
Horse face. Huh?
Horse face. And
now is she a horse face because she's still friends with one of your ex boyfriends?
No,
you still hold the torch for?
Not at all.
That I smoke my bong with?
No. Okay. She really does have like a big kind of like jaw. Yeah.
Horse face.
Horse face.
If you will.
Oh, does she smell like shit?
I didn't get that close.
Oh, what are you doing?
Summertime, kid.
Just playing a little something. Just a shitty music bed.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front though. Jody Watley.
If you want to,
I really can't. Hold
me.
I really can't go
and
in
call
on the
someone a troll.
Yeah,
it's cold
blooded.
Twice.
Yeah. I knew about that one.
I'm kind of into that one. I'm going to start using it. I'm
just calling people troll?
Calling girls trolls.
Yeah, well, my old boss, Craig Eisenberg, used to call people trolls.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's a Jewish thing. He's a
Jew,
too. I
really don't think it's a Jewish thing.
That's
how I got it. I got it from...
You guys are going to hell. Speaking of that, did anyone see Adolf Hitler and the Michael Jackson video?
What did you? Yeah.
We were talking about Jews, and I just kicked it over to Adolf Hitler.
Wow.
Sorry. I just...
You're worse than I am.
It's not really like... I'm not...
That's a harsh one.
I mean, I'm not being mean. I'm just... It just triggered in my head. If you think of Adolf Hitler, what are the first thing you think of?
Nah. A Mercedes? Like, red? Stars?
That mustache?
Exactly. The porn stash? The fucked up hair? Fat? I don't know. I just don't think gas chamber. Dude, you're mean.
Adolf Hitler was...
Talking about going to hell, you're going to hell.
Adolf Hitler
was fucked up.
Was like the reverse Tiesto. Like, Tiesto plays music for a bunch of, like, huge crowds of people. Hitler kind of did the same thing, except he murked them all.
I'm leaving.
He was like the original Tiesto. Kind of. Inverted way. Fakey grind.
Give
tail
us,
whip.
Give us another example.
You're going to have to, like, really save it.
I don't have to save shit. I don't give a fuck.
This is hilarious.
I mean,
give me a better example.
Could have been Jewish, but I'm not. I'm good.
No! This is sounding really...
Jesus is my homeboy. What are you talking about?
Do you realize if this was terrestrial, like if the FCC, or not even the FCC, like if
Listen, we're not saying anything hurtful.
I know.
Burning crosses.
I know.
I'm damn sure not making bitches shoot ping pong balls out their assholes. So
is that possible?
Yes, it's possible.
Is that on the internet?
I mean, I'm sure it is. Do it.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
In the meantime, I'm gonna play a couple summer jams because I feel pretty excited about the summer, even though I hate the summer. But you can't hate on the music.
Wait, so you're saying ping pong, like ping pong balls out
ping,
the ass?
Ping pong balls out the ass. They can is do that, them out.
Don't try to change the subject.
They can do them.
No,
out
we'll
the coop.
Do them when we come back. But I'm saying, should I? Do it like through YouTube?
I mean, you could try. I mean, I never really researched that.
Is this shit
Lies.
You have in your? Is this shit that you have in your hard drive?
No, because my computer's new.
Oh, boy,
today. Oh. I gave all that to Steve.
Audible Agent Radio.
on Audible Agent Radio.
Turn me
up
in
the headphones. Hold on. There we go. You know.
Yeah, as I was saying, I apologize if I was a little, you know, sloppy on those last scratches right there.
Yeah, tell
them.
Yeah.
I haven't really been practicing that
Do
much.
It. Do it. Can't front, man. So, I got a new computer today. I got this
dumb
new
move.
MacBook Pro. Yeah, I'm cock. Kind of jerked myself a little bit right there. Not in a good way.
Kind of AO'd yourself a little bit.
So for all you DJ computer people out there, I have this new MacBook Pro. I don't know how you guys were recording before, but I used to use the input-output jack. And
well, there's two of them. There was a, you know, there was an output. And
I mean,
input.
There was a headphone and a mic jack, two
right.
separate dedicated jacks.
Right.
Pause for some reason. It just sounds weird. And, you know, you would be able to multi-track through GarageBand. So this new MacBook, after I get it home, the MacBook Pro, only has one jack. And
you're like, what the F?
Yeah, I'm heated. I'm still heated.
And the jack is a headphone jack, but it could be switched to be used as a mic jack. So we're recording the podcast through it, but I'm still kind of fucked if I needed to punch in or do a multi-track situation where I needed to hear what I recorded playing right through the speaker.
So that never happens here, though. There's no punching in. There's no, no, yeah, no.
I mean, for the most part, not on a podcast. We're usually pretty good straight through, and then whatever happens, happens. But, you know, when you're doing mixtapes and like, really intricate type
stuff,
you need that. So. Yeah. With that being said, I'm probably going to have to buy a breakout box that has...
Breakout!
You know, but I'm fucked because it's like, you know, they took that little tiny thing off and it ruined my whole world.
Breakout!
On top of the fact that I got the 160 internal where my old joint I sold to my homie had a 250 internal. I didn't realize how much shit I had until I just put my music on and now I only, you know, and I added some pictures and I have like 5 gigs available space left. So... Yeah, you know, and I have half the amount of RAM right now, so.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, I'm getting my ass rammed. Not to mention, you know, we are heading to the East Coast, but I have to leave actually.
Tomorrow.
Sometime in the near distant future. And
you need a crystal ball.
Yeah, right? And, you know, my homie, I won't even put him out there because I don't want anyone to be hitting him up on this flight situation, has to deal on these ill flights. And, you know, I've done the flight deal through him before. It works out, and everything is good, except for South by Southwest, which that was just a catastrophe. That was an Entourage episode for my ass where I couldn't get out of LAX because there were no available flights. But
oh, yeah.
With this shit, I'm not flying standby. I'm flying on a real flight, but I'm waiting for him to give me the itinerary, like what time I fly out. And I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. It's getting later. It's now 12:30. And I get a text message from him as I'm mixing saying, keep your phone. It's most likely going to be in the morning, afternoon. Keep your phone and pack your bags tonight. Be ready. Now, I write back to him, okay, but you got to give me a time to get there.
And he says, from now until
and he says,
Friday.
I know this is how it is, like around 10 to 12. I'm on it, though. You will be good. So, I'm like, okay, and he's like, you know, I'll hit you. I'm like, you know, when will you know for sure? Because I have to, you know, I'm not driving to the airport, and we're in L.A. So, he's like, you know, give me about an hour. I'm up all night. So, now I got to just play by the phone and wait to hear what time I'm flying out tomorrow. Like, I you know, I usually don't bet when I don't feel good about it, and I think I'm not making this flight tomorrow.
You really think you're not going to make the flight at all?
I just have a feeling I'm going to get this message while I'm dead asleep in a coma, and I think I'm not going to wake up in time. So, yeah, you know, I think I might be fucked. We'll see, you know, with the way things are going today with the Mac and all that other stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, that's just kind of funny.
I think I'm kind of chumped on this one. So, you know, we'll see what happens. That was the first set, though, of Summer Twists. And Omarion,
which it turns
Entourage,
out that they really weren't that bad.
See?
And speaking of,
I told
of
you.
Entourage, yeah.
I told
you. Thank you, Sloan. Thank you, Sloan.
Oh, man. So hot. Sloan, listen. You know, like, now that we have a moment alone, Juan Gomez is away.
Hold on. Because it's like she's not getting it.
Just look, Sloan.
We're doing the radio show right now.
Sloan,
so I'll call you back. You guys arrive safely, right?
I'm trying to have a moment with Sloan.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm back. Right, sorry.
Okay, I'm just trying to have a moment real quick.
No. I got you.
Sloan. Yeah. Is it cool?
Here's my
wait, wait. Can I have a moment?
Yo.
Hold on. Let me cut this kid off. I cut myself. Hold on. Sloan. All right, here we go. Let me have a moment with Sloan. Slow it down a little bit, please. Add some bass to it.
It's your birthday, so I know you want to ride out.
So I'm saying, like, you know, I've been kind of... Your mic's off, kid. I'm having a moment.
Oh, my God.
So I'm saying, like, you know, I've been kind of checking you out for a while now, you know. And, you know, we've been kind of kicking it, you know, from week to week on Sundays, you know, when you're here in town. Yo, you really gonna chew through my demonstration right now?
What happened?
I'm trying to kick it to my girl real quick. Can I fucking can I live?
This is exactly what
can I fucking live? That's all I'm saying, man.
This is what Turtle would be doing if he was doing the same thing.
Right. Yo, I'm saying, can I? Damn, yo.
I'm listening, man.
This dude's a hater, man.
Listen.
How you gonna be such a hater, man, chewing through my shit, man? Sex. All right, look.
Yo, tell her. Listen.
Look.
Let me help you. Let me help you, fam. Yo,
so I'm saying, like,
tell her,
know,
tell her about the outfit she was wearing, man.
I'm saying, like, you know, you've been looking mad beautiful and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, them titties is banging, girl.
I feel like, you know, like, I feel like me and you might be able to, you know, do a couple things. You know?
Just my shit, man.
Pause. I'm saying, Eric don't really know what he lost. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that nigga bullshit.
But this kid right here, you know what I mean? Like,
you see
I got that.
You see that hood rat that
same,
he was,
you know,
with?
I don't know if you dig dudes that, you know, DJ or anything, but you know what I mean?
You creative, nigga.
I got a little cut and scratch.
Now
you
can get into all the clubs.
You know what I'm saying?
You know all the dope promoters.
Have you ever sat in the backseat of an M5?
Mad comfy back there.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm the only one that got one.
I think we could do a couple things in there. You know what I'm saying?
No question.
You know what I mean? Like, I got the back way into the jacuzzi upstairs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Real cutty way.
Like, you know, we can get in there on the late tip if you want. We don't got to tell anybody. Yo, you're really fucking my whole shit up, chewing through my shit, man. Dude's a hater, man. Why? Yo, I'm saying, like, why can I, you know what I mean?
I just want to say that the boyfriend jeans with the sport coat.
Look. Doing it, Sloan.
I just want to say that outfit was
doing
amazing.
Doing it.
She had her wedges on.
Doing it. Boy, I don't even know what she had on.
Yo, she was banging.
She was giving me a wedgie. I'll tell you that, man. She was doing it.
Yo, shit was banging.
Yo, man.
I'm gonna go get some grape juice.
Doing it. Keep on. Keep on. So yeah. So Sloan, I'm saying, like, you know, you can give me, you know, 267 six. Have your people call my people. We'll, you know, we'll make it happen. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling it real quick. So, yeah. Entourage this week we caught. Thank God. Big shout out to Jermaine because he had to record that because we having technical difficulties in the studio, if you will. But we saw it. It was cool. Gomez thought your man was going to catch the ill DUI, but he didn't. And, you know, I haven't been excited to watch TV in a minute. And, you know, I think a lot of us being in entertainment can kind of relate to the show as in girls related to Sex and the City. And we talked about this last week. Like, every one of those dudes is one of us. You know what I'm saying? Like, and going through life and just seeing how shit happens and having friends. You motherfucker. I knew it. I knew it.
Ari, I need a raise.
I knew it.
Ari.
Here you go, Lloyd. I got you real quick.
Reigning men?
No.
Hallelujah.
I ain't going to be that obvious. We're going to keep it in the theme of, you know, summer for you.
Yo, shout out to the gays, by the way. Groove is in the heart. Yeah. Banging.
Dig.
Yo, if you got something to say, motherfucker, say it.
Sorry, dude. Nah, I had a Michael, but I had
to kick him.
I really didn't want to interfere in on my Sloan. You know what I mean? You know how the Jews get. They get real, like, possessive. They don't want you messing with anyone. You know
it was funny.
She's one of my people.
So I'm saying, so hook it up. Stop hating.
Is she really Jewish?
She ain't. She's French, Moroccan.
Listen, dude. Yeah. She got that nose and a penny in her pocket. She's Jewish.
Oh.
And I'm right on her lid right now. I'm right up in them boyfriend jeans. I'm right up in it.
Yeah, I take it back there again. Yo, she was banging.
It's about time, man. They were fronting on us last season when they weren't together. You really didn't see her too much. But
no, they're still not. They're not going to
be.
She's
going to be in that. She's
I told you, Eric has some whack-looking blonde. She's probably doing what the rest of you people do, which is
tan.
Nah, she's out there looking for, you know, maybe a lawyer, a doctor, a PhD.
Yo, she can have him. I need Sloan.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm trying to bone Sloan, son.
Ew. You know,
and she's trying to find.
I'm trying to Capone bone Sloan, you know what
yo,
I mean?
Yo, she's trying to find that good Jewish boy from a good family.
Listen, I'm right here.
He works in metals.
I just don't have any money, but I'm right here.
He's rich.
I'm right. Well.
And what they do is they pass him around the tribe. He hops from one to the next.
Pass me around.
And then what happens is, you know.
Pass me around.
He fucks around and gets real bored. And then
I'm trying to run it.
He's like, yo, let's take a walk.
Sloan, I'm trying to run it.
Like a little puppy. No, he walks it.
Whatever.
And then he makes her pee like on a tree.
Wait, what?
What?
And then after she pees on the tree, he's like, I can't do this anymore. And he leaves her there, running back to her parents' condo in shock.
Wait, what?
Like,
you really?
What the hell are we talking about?
WTF.
I'm just trying to bone Sloan. I don't give a fuck about walking bitches and peeing on trees.
I want to tell another story.
Tell us a story, Gomez.
Please.
Okay.
I hope it doesn't involve what you just talked about.
No, it's probably going to be worse.
Oh, great.
See,
I should probably find a song.
Yeah, see, that was funny. All right, so where did we leave off again? You're what? Really you're just really quiet over there. We missed you.
No, you did not.
We absolutely missed you. It's like we were sitting here thinking, can we do it without her? Can we do it without her? Can we?
He missed me.
I did.
Can that ottoman be filled?
Nope.
Can we move with the void? And, I mean, we did it. I think we did okay. But still, it's just good to have you back. Now, being that you're back, I have a question for you. Why is it that when white women see each other, their voices go up 17 octaves?
Did I do that today?
How are you?
It happened.
How are you? So nice to meet you, too. Why do you guys do that? Oh, my God. Hi.
Wait, when did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
It happens all of the time.
Okay,
what do you mean?
Where was I when this happened?
Right next to me. Pause. Or probably about the
was I not paying attention or something?
No, you weren't. You're probably the same distance away from me that you are now.
Okay.
About a good, what is this, 15, 20 feet?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. It's a baker's dozen.
Yeah, so, oh, that's a good one. A baker's
dozen. So what are you talking about?
I'm just, what do you mean, what am I talking about? You guys do it. It's a customary thing.
I'm getting tired.
Fuck off.
Did I do this today?
Earlier you did.
I did.
Mm-hmm. When you're greeting your people. I wasn't there.
You
know, it kind of goes from the days of you. It kind of goes from the days of you being in your stroller and screw-facing everyone to going the exact opposite. Yeah, exactly. Why do you look so angry all the time? Let's go with that one. What's wrong with you?
First of all, I only look angry if you don't know me.
Where?
What do you mean?
I'm not an angry person at all. I have nothing to complain about. I'm not mad at, like, 90% of things.
Okay.
When I see my girlfriends, my voice, you know, gets higher.
Sure.
Okay. I don't know what to say. Yeah, I haven't seen her in a long time. I saw her walking down the street. I was on the phone. She's with her husband, whom I've met before, you know, for...
What does her husband do?
He is a lawyer.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
Unbelievable.
Where they live? The Valley. Or the West Side.
Silver Lake, actually.
Oh, okay.
Silver Lake.
Oops, my bad.
Mm-hmm. We're moving there, too. There's the Jews are taking
Let's
over Silver Lake.
I'm in. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are. You're taking over Silver.
I'm trying to tell them.
We're taking. Yeah. Why not?
The Jews and the hipsters.
Mm-hmm.
Hipster Jews. Very interesting.
Gypsters.
My girlfriend Mary lives there.
They're cheap
there.
On tipping.
Oh.
They're gypsters.
Wow. That was good.
Son. I'm tired as a motherfucker, but I'm on point. I'm poignant.
Yeah.
Punchy.
Shouldn't you be auspicious. Eating some shrimp or something?
Yeah, that it's shrimp is never going to thaw out.
It's not thawed
out. I'm going to be taking it to the airport with me tomorrow.
And they're going to have you dump it once you get to TSA.
And I'm going to throw all up in the trash can.
Oh.
Disgusting.
All right, so we touched on it earlier, but you kind of avoided it. But now that...
I'm not...
No, listen. But now that
What the fuck?
Are you lost? Are you good?
Are you thinking of like some...
I can't feel my face. No. So tell us about your date.
Oh.
what does that have to do with anything?
I don't know how he got here from what he was saying, but that's right? because he couldn't think of a way to just come out.
That's
where I was going.
He just couldn't think of a way to come out with what he really wanted to say, so he switched it. He flipped it on us. What were you really thinking about? What would you really want to say?
I just told you. Listen, we went from the lawyer thing, and then we were talking about frozen yogurt earlier. Got cut off, so now I'm saying you had frozen yogurt with a young professional who is from the tribe. Was it Jade 8 or not? Stop yawning.
No, it was not.
Okay, so how was it? How was he? Was he nice?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Did he tickle your tiny hole?
Oh, God.
No.
So do you like anal?
No. He didn't even ask me about anal.
Yeah, that's a shitty-ass date.
Yeah.
If I was on a date with Sloan, I'd be all up in that tiny hole.
No, that's not the tiny hole. The tiny hole is a urethra.
The tiny hole is
well,
tiny hole.
Sloan, Sloan looks like she might still be a little tight, so.
Oh.
Tiny hole.
Wow. Ew.
Just saying.
That was you, like, poking the tiny hole?
Yeah. Scratching it. It's
scratch and sniff.
It's oh so sensitive to the touch.
Oh so sensitive. So anyway, yes.
Yeah,
so you went on a date. You guys didn't talk about anything good, I can see.
What's there to talk about?
No, fuck dating. You know what? I just want to go off on a little tangent right now. Okay,
do it, Adam Carolla.
Look, dude. If you are above 25, Gomez, would you say?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I need to hear what you're going to say first so I can agree to it.
Dating is a wrap. Dating happens after.
Elaborate.
Try not to. I'm trying not to fucking pump shoddy myself right now, but it's just like, come on, man. Like, if you're above 25, you're a grown ass man. You know, we got to go through this date. We got to get to know each other. However, you're not going to really know the real person anyway, because you know you're gonna be, you know, you're gonna tell the person you want to be, and they're gonna be the person that, you know, they want you to see.
That's gonna happen over fucking
right.
Anyway.
But we got go out to dinner, possibly not do anything the first time.
What do you mean by not doing anything?
Not, you know, no motherfucking
no tiny hole.
No banging.
No nothing. You know, just like, yo, peace. You know, she's gonna give you the Sloan demonstration and not let you in for coffee or whatever. And then you got, you know, you're going to do it twice. You're going to do it three times. And then now, you know, because the standard rule is like you don't do it on the first date. Fine, I know.
Why
I
is that, by the way?
Yo, that shit doesn't mean anything. I've had long-term relationships with chicks I boned out on the first date, kid.
Straight went meow.
Straight up. No, but I'm saying, like, you know, for real. And, you know, after you finally do it, that doesn't guarantee you, you know, you guys are going to stick around each other. Like, you know, if he's going to smash and run, he's going to, you know, he's going to play out the part. He's going to get his money's worth. If he has to invest three dinners worth of money in a movie or whatever, like, he's going to play it out. So it's just like, yo, if you feel good about the person, you want to do it, you know, on the first time y'all hook up, whatever, whether it be pizza and, you know, internet
pizza
porn or whatever, like, yeah, like, do it. You know
pizza
what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. We're grown-ups.
Pizza and a ping pong
ball. We're grown-ups. We're 25 and up. I mean, I'm above 25, so I'm just saying, like, that date bullshit blows. I don't want to get to know you.
So basically what you're saying is you want to meet a broad, and just if it's popping, it's popping, and if it's not, then...
I'm not saying for me. I'm trying to start a movement. I'm sending out a petition. I'm trying to get a unified front.
I don't
think
that's
going to
be hard.
I'm trying to get the million date march going on. Right
no, what's
going to
happen is it'll be hard for the women.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
No, it's absolutely going to be hard for them. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I've never really been. I've went on dates with people, you know, mostly women.
Yeah.
I went on dates with chicks, but it's like, it's kind of after we already did the shit, you know? You know what I'm saying? Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Have you ever went to the dealership and bought a car without test driving it first?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have. No, I'm serious.
Other than the Porsche?
No, the first car I ever had, I didn't drive it. Ever.
You bought it, but you didn't drive it.
No, I bought it. I didn't test drive it. Like, the first time I drove it was after they had the down payment and...
Okay,
the,
would you ever do that again?
It depends on the car. Like, probably from now on, I'm not going to have to. No. I get what you're going at, but you just, I'm sorry, I'm a fucking OCD literal guy.
Oh, that's why your car's a piece of shit. It doesn't have a spare tire. Thank
yeah,
you.
There it is.
No!
Oh,
so, why Gomez drives expensive cars that doesn't have spare tires and he gets fucked instead of him fucking the girl, I like to test drive my cars. And I don't have this problem. So my Infiniti has a spare tire. And
you fuck on the first date. What?
And I fuck on the first date. So with that being said, I'm winning right now. I'm winning right now. Audible Agent Radio, Episode 7. Wow. Holla at your boy.
Demand, party all night, cut the fight, do what's right, and you He hates this song when you play it if he's in the club, but I can't not play it.
Come on, swing.
I can't not play it. This dude still raps in the mirror. I know it. I know it. There's no question
come on,
about
feel
it.
The beat.
This dude is in the mirror. He's taking a shower. And your man is in here spitting a 16. He has 16 at any given time. He spits on the set. If he's on Entourage, he drops 16. He's like, he just goes to the bathroom. He's like by himself. And he's just like,
yo, Vinny Chase, yo, I spray you with
got
mace.
It. I know he
murder
has.
Is a case. If yo, you have me, I'm late. Yo, Marky Mark, son.
If you rap, you always got a verse on you.
Yo, always, fam. That's why I just laced him with one, son.
You know what I'm saying? There's no question.
Yo.
Come on, come on.
Feel it, feel it.
You know what I'm saying?
Feel the vibration.
Fuck it, I'm dancing.
Do it, do it. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah.
It's his occupation, son.
Come on, come on.
It's his job.
Feel it, feel it.
Feel the vibration.
Breaking it down, Rocky, right now, son. Breaking it down.
Donnie D's on the back.
On the back up.
Oh, wow.
So put the crack up.
Drug free, kid.
Speed on man side. D-R-U-G-G-I-E. My body is
healthy. Spell drug in my
side. Wealthy. And the Funky Bunch helps me. Bring you a show.
The Funky Bunch helps me, son.
Come on.
That breakdown?
Yeah. You feel it, baby?
Son, what's fucking with that? He has no reason to get mad. No reason to get mad. That shit is a banger, kid. You play that, girls go nuts.
Is that true?
No.
Tell him. You don't got a front for me right now. Girls go nuts when this comes on. If he's in the building, yo.
If you're a villain and
if Hove is in the building and you play I Just Wanna Love You and girls go nuts, if Double M is in the building and this boy comes on, bitches start taking their clothes off. Champagne starts getting splashed everywhere.
He's not like that. Like, I don't feel like he's gonna, you know, feel himself that much.
Yo, he gets upset. He doesn't like it. However, it becomes a problem. The club becomes a problem when this is on.
Yeah, it becomes a place where I don't want to be. It's a problem for me. But what the fuck do I know?
The club becomes a problem. That's all I'm saying.
And all I'm saying is, you over here have absolutely fucked on the first date. Don't say you didn't.
Me?
Yes. You? 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 Don't worry about it, because anybody that could, you feel like you might incriminate yourself, they're not listening this far into the show. So.
What are you even talking about?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
Why would I be worried about incriminating myself?
Okay, well, fuck it. Oh, there you go.
I'm not gonna take it anymore.
I'm not.
Okay. So, don't take it and tell us about how many times you've taken it on the first date.
I mean, I don't know how many times. I'm not not that there are too many. Too many to count. I lost count. I'm not even gonna play this fucking game with you.
Your fucking game. I'm not gonna play this fucking game with you.
I'm not playing this fucking game. No.
I quit.
Listen.
Listen. You're going to fuck around and you're going to try to cash this check, and it's not going to go through. Okay?
Okay.
The manager of the station is just not going to stand for this behavior. Hey, Dave, do you know where your flight is?
Nope. Between 10, 12, and 2.
That is amazing. What are you typing over there? What are you doing?
Talking to Impulse, trying to get him to call me. So hey, we can get him on the speakerphone. I was trying to see if I can hook this up real quick, but...
Yeah, there is actually, but the downside is your dumb little jack doesn't work the right way.
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, no. Check it. I know how to do it. It should still be plugged in, the out through the board.
I know, out through the board, though, but this is a headphone jack.
I get it. There's a headphone jack on the other end of that player.
No.
Yeah? How much you want to bet?
You're missing what I'm saying.
No, I'm not missing what you're saying. How much you want to bet?
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I got to get him to call me first. I'm trying to do eight things.
Call him?
He might not be alone. He might not be able to
talk.
Who
gives a fuck? It's just like, you're on the radio. What's really good?
Hold on a second. Let me see if I can get him on this piece.
Hold on. Try it. Yeah. We'll just edit this. Yep, I hear something. I heard something.
Yeah. You there? Hold up. Oh, my God. There we go. All right. Number one.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold up. Where's the...
It wasn't coming through.
It didn't work.
I heard something when you plugged it in, though.
You heard when I unplugged it, all right?
And you don't know where the knob is?
Bluetooth Tony, relax. It's not.
I'm just saying.
It's not working. All right. It ain't working. We're gonna use them on speakerphone. Now, number one.
But he can't hear us, and that's
he
bullshit.
Can hear us. Just talk loud.
I can hear you.
Thank you, kid.
Okay. Yeah.
If Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch is in the club and Good Vibrations comes on, do bitches not start popping champagne?
If he's in the building.
You know what? Fuck the dumb questions.
If
Impulse.
If God body is in the building.
Just ask him what I really want to know.
DJ Impulse.
Yes.
DJ Impulse, do you fuck on the first date?
No.
Why?
That was a, my mom might be listening. No.
No, I do not fuck on the first date.
Use a motherfucking lie.
I mean, the kid answered, man. He's under oath. You gotta go with what he says.
I'm not buying it.
All right. So look. So yeah, they're gonna definitely pop champagne.
There it is.
So
I have two. So, I have another witness.
Yeah. Too bad you guys are clones. So
doesn't matter. We count as two.
Ugh, disgusting. Uh-huh. So Marky Mark in the club gets banging, and you don't get it banging the first time you guys are hanging.
Yeah, what he, you know, what he said.
What?
So,
is this volume 7 right now?
This is volume 7.
We're going in on you.
This is volume 7. Pause. That's why I said to call.
Well, and you know what's fucked up is that I was just there and we didn't do this in person.
I know. Thank
you guys
God
are dumb for that.
Telephones.
I think you were too busy working.
But if not, this wouldn't have happened.
Wait, hold up. I think she just tried to body somebody right now. She said that he was too busy working.
No, you guys.
Oh, we were too busy working.
No, but she's still doing it.
We weren't doing a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
We weren't doing a goddamn thing.
We're whack unemployed DJs. Well, actually, he's better than I am.
But
I'm a whack unemployed DJ.
No.
You know.
No.
That's what the consensus is.
I'm just as whack.
No, you're not, because you don't have people saying it about you on the internet. It happens to me.
You don't have people saying it about you on the internet.
And...
Second and Central, kid.
Yeah, and if it's not on the internet, then it doesn't exist.
There it is. So, yeah, so we're doing the summer edition of Episode 7. I've been playing summer jams, and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch was on. He did a little dance.
And we're throwing out shrimp.
I was just telling him the story of how, like, every time your man's in a club, he hates that song, but I can't not play it because you can't front. I know that dude still spits a quick 16 when he gets dressed. There's no question about it.
Oh, absolutely.
There it is.
And you know he's got that same mirror as you guys have in the kitchen.
The full God body IKEA demo.
The full IKEA mirror that like I said, I wish I had in my crib, but I can't because it's not as big as your spot there. You know what I mean?
We're working for that. Yeah, we're working for the mansion, kid.
Well, it's a good look. But yes, Marky Mark probably definitely gets ready in front of that mirror and the 16 comes out.
So you're saying that when he's pulling on his True Religions and his Timberlands,
yep,
he's got a hot verse ready. Now, is it
absolutely.
Is it from an album?
Chuckers, That's what he's rocking.
Chuck is fucker.
The leather uppers.
Quarter chuckers. Yeah.
Chuck is fucker.
He's putting on his chicken and broccoli.
Man got his beef and broccoli demo. You
know what I mean?
So the whole point of this is that he hits me on the messenger. The time zones is killing him. You know what I mean? He's been out here for a week. He's been out here for a week, and the time zone is killing him. You know, he's up for 4 o'clock in the morning for no reason. And, you know, it turns out that, you know, somebody banged into Cassie's whip.
Oh, really? Damn.
Like, as it was parked.
Not the move.
How bad is it?
It's bad.
It's bad enough.
It's bad enough to really kind of like put a really fucked up twist on the whole trip. You know what I mean?
Now you're saying
it was good. We stopped at Wawa on the way home. You know, we got a little shorty
for the shorty.
You know what I mean? Shorty for the shorties, and the barbecue chips and potato salad. I was ready to, you know, come in.
You guys talk like really fat people.
That was not the case.
No.
I'm here.
You just said that.
And she's not. She's gone.
Yeah, she fucking zoomed out of there. She went home.
Yeah.
Ready to money merc something.
Wait, so you saying your shit got bashed in the parking lot of Wawa?
No.
No, out front of my house.
Out front of God's
crib.
Okay.
Watch your body, God.
Yeah. Out in front of the Baltimore Bullies crib.
She was ready to jump out her fucking chest when she saw that shit.
Wow.
She's about to turn green.
I wasn't even trying to be anywhere around the situation.
Nah, it was real. You did the right thing. And God forbid the person that hit that whip, if she finds out, it's going to get ugly.
It's going to be a problem. Her actual words were, I hope that whoever hit my car gets hit by a bus tomorrow and their shit gets real splattered.
Gets real splattered.
Wow.
It was serious.
She turned into a motherfucking old dirty bastard on you, son. Here you go. She turned into this motherfucker, right?
Can't even get your composure. Up.
Ready?
Go in.
Just move the hustler.
Yep.
Your eyes on the guy that has no kind of worries if I die. So pussy clock try. Danger feel stepping my way. Bodies get cremated on a Friday to do or die way. Your death threater, cinder, head spinner, rap beginner, light dimmer, 3 knockout count winner, the gun reacher, busting shot teacher, your funeral servant, church preacher, your black hearse coffin seeker.
You know what I'm saying? The fucking Virgin Mary fucker, yo.
That's my shit right there.
We're gonna get that all situated or whatever.
She straight started smelling like Black and Miles and Hennessy.
Bonking Hennessy.
Straight up.
Yeah.
What were you drinking at the crib? What was it, the 1732 or some shit?
Fucking Remy Martin 1716 fucking colonial demo.
Who knows?
Back in the day.
I had that Jermaine Dupri.
You know what I mean? That fucking 1712 or whatever.
What was he? 1412 or some shit?
1492.
I had that JD.
So we're looking for we're definitely looking for an East Coast franchise of Yogurtland.
Anything?
Okay.
Nothing?
I'm looking, but I'm saying like we need that might need to be the move. Like,
yeah, no doubt.
Need a DJ anymore.
Look, that shit is going down because he's not doing well at spinning, and I'm flying back to the East Coast to make money. So with that being said, I'm gonna take that money. You know what I mean? I'm gonna take that guap. I'm gonna flip that guap. Go get myself a Yogurtland,
and then we can live.
They scared the taco truck. That dude wasn't there again today, kid.
Kim
is in the hideout, man. He's ducking from the law, dude.
You're in the honeycomb hideout.
Yo, your man is shit daddy right now. They scared him, man. They punked my homie.
Damn, poor Kim.
Dude, I'm fucked up, man. I was trying to get my taco one before I left, and this dude is scared, man.
Just trying to go back and get those seven shrimp tacos.
But yo, I think once we can get just one yogurt machine.
Yo, we're good.
We can just get one, like, just get, like, two standard flavors.
Yeah, we can rob that quick.
Like, build up from there, you know what I mean?
We can rob that quick. TCBY, I'm robbing it. Ski mask, bro.
No, but we have to have a little.
We
have to have a little bit of variety. It's like we need, like, four.
I mean, look, man, beggars can't be choosy, all right? We're just,
all right, fuck it.
We're just starting out, man.
And you go Arctic Vanilla and wafer. Like,
Arctic Vanilla and wafer. Arctic Vanilla and wafer. What more do you need?
Nah, I was going vanilla and chocolate with, you know what I'm saying, like blueberries on that shit. Like, fuck it.
Yo, Amila, yo, you can have all the fruit toppings you want.
Yo, I smash fruit, son.
He does.
Yo, I smash fruit, son. Your word is born.
Yo,
I smash fruit.
I went in today, man. I went in today on the little John Travolta demo. Saturday Night Fever, you know what I'm saying? I had a little cheesecake, little fruit in there, a little candy. I'm good.
A little fruit.
Your man said he had a rave in his cup the other day.
I did. It was
a rave. It was a straight party in his cup.
and then it was a party in my stomach. And right now that party's about over.
Yo, party's over. Tell the rest of the crew.
Tell the rest of your crew.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Bullets beaming. The fucking party's over. Everyone get out. Hey, yo, kid, chill. So. Yeah. But you know, man, we're gonna have to try to get you on for real the next time you visit.
Yeah, instead of falling asleep, instead of bitching out.
I gotta make a special trip out there for that. Cause seriously, if we can't find a yogurt land out here,
son, we have to make this a monthly.
If I have to pay $300 a month for the plane ticket to come out, get the yogurt situation on 2nd and Central.
Yes, it is.
Like, that's what it is.
Yo, if we don't get a sponsorship just off of these past two shows, fuck them kids, man.
Well, all you guys talk about is food.
Yo, that's all there is to life right now. We're not doing anything else.
Jesus hates us. And the Jews.
We're not doing nothing else. All we're doing is eating. We eat fish, toss salads, and make rap ballads. That's all we're doing right now. That's all we're doing right now.
Oh, my God. That hurt my head.
That's all I'm doing right now.
I'm not tossing any salads, kid.
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
pause that.
I know
pause
the
it.
Lyrics. I know the lyrics.
Pause it, kid. Pause it, kid.
I just ate a toss salad.
Hey, yo, kid, I just ate a toss salad. Here you go. boom.
All right, what you got?
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, kid. That's all I'm saying. So, and your boy got today. I gripped this new silver MacBook Pro, and
I heard about the end.
Yo, your man gave me an innie, and I need an outie, man. What's the word?
Oops.
Your man's killing my life.
That's not the move, man. You got me debating right now.
Your man's killing my life, man.
Yeah, I already said I didn't even want that shit anymore.
I mean, I might could get it if I just keep. I'll keep that black boy. I'll keep that Wesley Snipes demonstration.
Yo, always bet on black, kid. Passenger 57 demonstration.
Black on black crime shit.
Keep that Passenger 57 demonstration.
What up?
But
I'll keep that. I can just record into that. I'm good.
Yo, man. I mean, like, I'm actually recording into it now. It's just that you can't multi-track it. Like, you can't. Well, I haven't figured out a way yet. So either I need a splitter or I need a breakout box. But it's just making my life a little bit more difficult than what it needs to be. So. All
right. Well, when you figure that shit out, you let me know, then I'll go purchase.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll figure this shit out when I see you in a couple days. So.
Work.
Yes, sir. But yeah, dude, I'll hit you back on the messenger once we're done recording. And, you know, if anything, I'll probably see you in a day or two. So.
Yes, sir. All
right, dude. I'll
keep it Caucasian.
Right, yes, sir.
All right.
Peace. All right, peace.
Love that MP.
Yo, I'm not mad at the little speakerphone. That shit works. That's going to have to be our little way of just calling random people at random time zones at random times.
Let's figure out what Jasmine's doing right now.
You know what she's doing? She's at the ESPY fucking jerking off a football player.
Hey.
Hold up. I'm not being mean. I'm just teasing.
You're cracking yourself up.
I'm on my best audience right now. There you go.
Put it in my mouth. She said, put it in her mouth. I'm in her motherfucking mouth.
By the way, Jasmine, that's TJXL.
No, I mean, you know,
that's not Gomez Warren.
I'm saying we met. She's cute. Once I get back in shape, I start playing sports. You know what I'm saying? I got a wicked mini golf stroke, kid.
Oh, wow.
Wicked mini golf.
I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you catch that pigskin.
You know what I'm saying? If she wants to do it, I'm, you know what I mean, I'll do it. Do it like it's supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying?
On the first date.
You know what I mean, I'll pretend she's Sloan.
Ooh. See, I had five things go through my mind. I was gonna say.
You know, I've been kind of kicking it for a little while. We shared a couple chicken fingers or something. You know what I'm saying?
She put her fingers in your mouth?
No. Hmm. No, we weren't that close.
Gotcha. Did but she give you that Megan Fox thumb?
Oh, man, fuck. I'm out.
That's a hard one, right?
I tell you, God is a cold-hearted dude.
Gives you Megan Fox?
He gave you everything.
But the thumbs.
But the thumb. And the thumb is what you need to hitchhike a ride if you're stranded.
Her thumb looks like a big toe.
The thumb is what you need if you want to give someone an approval. She can't do any of that. She can't do any of that.
She can't even instead of Rochambeau thumb wrestle.
She can't do any of that, yo. She would win by the sneak attack.
Thumbelina.
Yo, her thumb is like... Her thumb looks like the Big Show.
Huh?
Yeah, I guess you don't watch wrestling.
Yeah, hell no.
Ba-doom-tsh. So,
no, not at all.
With that being said, episode 7, I really don't think there's much more to say. We'll be on the East Coast. We told you that.
The Hebrew is back.
We'll see when we see you. The Jew is back. Guess who's Bizak?
Oh, yeah, I'm leaving again.
The boy T. Mizak.
You going? Where are you going? You're going to Iran?
Iran.
Why would the Jew go there?
Maybe you're feeling dangerous.
Makes sense.
You're
Maybe Persian
feel
a little flossy.
I'm not a Persian Jew.
Really? She's not that hairy.
Oh.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anyway, so yeah, where are you going?
Motherland? I'm going, yeah, I'm going.
You're
to
going
motherland.
To the Jewish Africa?
You're going to Egypt? You're going to see the pyramids?
I will ride a camel.
Kick it with the pharaohs?
Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm going to Israel.
Oh, wow. That's so baller of you.
Wait, aren't they having a war or something right now?
Are
they letting Americans in there?
They've been having. Yeah, of course.
How are the
I don't know. I haven't watched it. Again, our fucking cable's a little jacked up right now, so I'm not up
on my
world.
It's not the cable, it's us.
I'm not up on my world news.
Yeah, but you weren't watching that anyway.
You're right. However, even if I was breezing through channels, I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
The DVD player works, though.
You're right, and big shout to Chappelle Season 2.
Again.
Still on repeat.
Shoot it.
Shoot the J.
Shoot the J.
Shoot it.
I'll be gone for
let me tell you something
almost
about me,
3 weeks.
Joe Rogan.
You'll miss me.
I smoke rocks. Fear has never affected Joe Rogan.
Alright, so you're going.
I'm trying to buy some rocks. I'm trying to buy some rocks.
So you're going away for 2 weeks to Israel, to the
almost border. Three. I'm gonna make some stops.
Making stops where?
Cousin
Ari?
Turkey. Yo.
Istanbul.
Turkey.
Yeah, Turkey.
Why?
That's just what you do. Turkey, might go to like one
I
or
understand.
Two.
I was
going to
say,
small
right now,
Greek
you're
islands.
Really making me not ever want to marry a Jewish girl because if she's going to want to do this, I'm so not down.
Yo,
I'm not doing this.
Who are you going with?
Like, Hawaii is like, how far is Hawaii from here?
6 hours the other way.
Like, go to Hawaii.
Why?
It's fucking hot. Who wants to be in a desert?
Listen, who are you going with?
Walking around a bunch of camels.
I am going with a group of people from New York.
Is this like an AA thing?
Why? What?
Is this like a rehab demo?
Yeah, I'm going to rehab.
No,
are you on that AM show?
Are you smoking them rocks?
You like rocks, Joe Rogan?
Let me tell you something you don't know about me, Joe Rogan.
I smoke rocks. I smoke rocks. So you're going with the Real Housewives from New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're all meeting there. Gonna get on that 12-hour
flight. So you're going to go buy like crazy silk scarves and all types of fabrics and stuff.
Yeah, textiles.
I so don't get it. How do you know these people in New York?
They're Jewish. Oh. Jewish people are united across the world.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why they run shit.
Oh.
That's why we have nothing.
My bad, Joe Rogan. I thought it was the box. We don't have shit because of the Hebrews, Joe Rogan.
Yo, you better marry this chick real quick so we can get in with the circle.
Hell nah, Joe Rogan.
Come on, man.
I can't do it.
Go throw that beanie on.
I smoke rocks.
Shit'll be like Snatch.
I smoke rocks.
I would really love to go to Ibiza and get my rave on for like a day or two.
I'd love to go to Ibiza too. See if you can hook it up with your people.
Yeah. Then I'll come back.
Isn't Ibiza by Alaska?
What? I smoke rocks, Joe Rogan.
Let me tell you something you don't know me about, Joe Rogan. Oopie doopie doo. All right, so do you have anything you want to chime in? Oopie doo. I said 1, 2, 3, can't see me. I'm Black Gallagher. Black Gallagher, bitch. I got warrants. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, my gosh.
What happened?
All right, so, yeah, you have anything you want to add?
I'm just trying. I'm so at a loss.
What are you going to do with yourself for the next two weeks, dude? Try not to get anyone pregnant, I hope.
Oh, look at you.
Wow.
No, I don't do that anymore.
Okay. I'm trying not to get too high?
No, I don't do that either. Only when we're recording this shit. And I'm depressed, which is every day.
Try not to ruin any more gigs for us before I get back.
Yeah, right?
Try not to get us banned from anywhere.
I'm going to use my trusty tripod, and I'm going to keep banging those tricks out.
You better holler at your boy about that.
Rob elephants for their harnesses.
You better holler at your boy about that.
Who?
Your man who fucking laced you with
that. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you again. I'm sorry. DJ Impulse, I didn't have a chance to tell you when you're on the phone, but I really appreciate the fact that you gave me one of your tripods. Pause. Yeah. Yeah. I needed them sticks. No fish sticks.
Okay.
What are you saying? What were you saying over there? Enid?
What?
Huh? Astrid? See, there it is.
Wait. Please!
Where? Where? Fucking man cry.
Where?
Had the worst childhood.
You did?
Not at all.
You're such a liar.
Yeah, well, you're going to Israel. We ain't.
Yeah, I still don't get it.
You don't get what?
I just don't understand why you're going, who you're going with. It really sounds like you're doing a drug run. That's what it sounds
like. Are you been practicing swallowing balloons?
I'm a mule.
Wait.
That's why she's a pissed off baby.
Yeah.
She has a stomach full of balloons.
Mm-hmm. You got an anus full of coke.
Yeah, there's even one shoved in my tiny hole.
Ugh. Ooh. Disgusting.
That's called UTI waiting to happen.
Yeah, right?
It's called Uddy. Get that Uddy, kid.
It's an A ball.
Yeah. That's disgusting. Oh, I'm so good right now. So,
I'm so good.
Check either GomezWarrenIV.com or DJXL.com for just the whereabouts, the updates, the skateboard videos. We have a new one. He just nailed some tricks today, so we're going to put
didn't
that
do
up.
Shit.
And, yeah, I mean, you know, just keeping the loop with us. And
I will be
see
doing
you
shit,
guys,
though.
Next week.
I'm going to be doing clips, sir.
Okay.
Sorry.
Cool. So let's
wrap Is there anyone that you want to, you know, say
anyone
hello or goodbye
Israeli
to?
Homies?
You wanna
I don't really have friends in Israel.
So
I know some people there.
Oh, you know some people?
Yeah, like my girlfriends have family there.
Just give me the most Jewish name you ever heard in your life. What's the most like Jewish, like Hebrew Jewish name? Like Matzah. Like who's the most Jewish person name you know?
So many. With like...
All right.
I saw one tonight. My girlfriend, her name is Galinoy. What is it?
Galinoy. Okay. Bless the wine for me.
I'm about to say
Do
a prayer.
Do
no,
it.
No way.
Bless the wine.
No,
me.
First of all.
Please.
Before
we leave. We're not going to see you for 2 weeks. We might not even see you again. Bless the wine.
I'm
for
never
me.
Coming back.
Bless the wine for
no,
me.
No, I'm not going to say.
Just give me a little
Muslim.
What?
I'm not Muslim.
Bless the wine.
Oh,
bless
now you're going to hate on my kids?
Bless the wine. Come on, hit me real quick.
I can't.
Just give me a couple lines of that demonstration.
No, I'm not even supposed to do it.
What do you mean? Oh, because you're a woman.
What? Okay, you're fine. We don't have any wine here. Just give me a couple lines from it.
Wow. So how do you know it spit then? It. If you're not supposed to spit that.
She's probably heard it a gazillion times. Spit it for me.
No.
Come on, kid.
I'm not going to do it.
Just give me a couple lines.
No. It's just like somebody the other day, somebody asked me to try on a necklace that was a cross, and I was like, no, I can't do it.
I don't want you to try on a cross necklace. I just want you to bless the
watch. Do what
you
I'm do. Not going to do it.
Do what you do.
Wait a minute. The whole cross thing, that makes no sense. And speaking of necklaces, why does it look like you have an E-pill on a fishing line around your neck?
All right, give me something like blessing the wine.
Oh, from sorry. Someone?
Give me something kind of like blessing the wine.
Man gift.
Mazel tov.
No, that's give me like dumb. I need you to run it. I need you to spit it for me real quick. I can't have a word.
Like what? Like, I don't ask know what me girls to do. Say some sort of word. All right, in
so
Hebrew.
Dudes bless wine, and what do the chicks do? Spit it for my niggas, them bitches just stay fly. Come on.
What are they doing?
Leaving your listeners hanging.
What do you mean, what do they do?
You're going to be over there. You need to practice. Spit it.
I don't need to practice. They speak English.
Yo, spit it, kid. Come on. This is showing your authenticity right here. How auspicious are you? Spit it.
What do you want me to say?
This is so surreptilious right now.
Oh, my God.
So surreptilious.
I don't know. I'm not asking you to snort coke. I'm asking you to bless the wine or give me...
that would be easier.
Give me what give me whatever the female blesses when they bless. Just spit it for me real quick.
This is a motherfucking analogy.
We're at the temple. We're at temple. It's time.
It's the temple of boom.
You're up. You know what I mean? You're up on stage. Spit it for the kids.
There's like a million different things. That
first thing that comes to head.
Step on the glass and say some shit.
Jump over the broom.
No, I don't want to do it. It's like, it's not nice.
What do you mean it's not nice?
It is nice. I used to make my friend do it all the time. It's quite hilarious. Spit it.
No.
And then use the wet wipe. Say it.
No.
Why?
Because
you guys are secretive.
No, we're not secretive at all. But it's just like, no, I'm not gonna like. I'm not sitting.
I could lay a mirror.
It's not
full
a high holiday. I'm
and
not
pills, and she would take every one of
disgusting.
Them.
Disgusting.
Without hesitation, very little peer pressure. She's Jewish. This is her background. She won't bless. She won't give me nothing. She won't give me a 16. She won't even give me an 8. Give me a quick hook.
You know what? I'll look it up right now, and then I'll say it. And that'll make it
it's
even
not gonna
worse.
Be, it's not going to
no,
be funny. No, I'm out.
You're going to murder it.
I'm out. I'm putting it.
Okay,
putting
so how about, hold on. So how about you make it, because I'm going to look it up right now. How about you say it the right way, or I'm just
no, you
going to make it.
Please try it.
Oh, this is bullshit. It's a waste of my time. So disappointed.
This whole thing is a waste
I'm not going to see you for 2 weeks, and you can't.
You're going to miss me.
I'm not now. I wouldn't if you would have gave me the shit. All right, fine. I got the next closest thing to it. We're out of here. Audible Agent
Radio.
What's up, man? Hey, yo, what's going on, yo? Sick and tired of 5-0 running up.
Pepima, the Omu, the Aran Kodesh.
It's the closest thing I got. Audible Agent Radio, Episode 7, Summertime Edition. We're out. We'll see you on the next one.
Priya Satora, hello.
The man that says that I'm a stomach stand somewhere down the lane. I like you bum bum damn, informer. You know say that I'm a stomach, I go glam. I like you bum bum damn. Take the man that says
Birches
that I'm a stomach stand
somewhere
down the lane. I like you bum bum damn.
Ashri. Cheers, Salyom. Ali Nu.
At the station. From that point on, I reach my destination. With a destination reaching out of east attention. With
all I'm saying. If Adam Bomb was here, he'd be blessing the wine right now. Big shout out to Adam Bomb of Florida, man. Hold your head, God.
Asayatar, Hashim, Bom Bom Down, Matabu.
I'm a stomach, I'm a
I keep on burning them, so listen for me, you better listen for me now. Listen for me, you better listen for me now. Bring me the rub with the microphone, but the rock can't stay. You see that I'm a stormy at the heart to cut down, but I'm in and I had the dance. I mean, say where you come from. People them say you come from Jamaica, but me born and raised in Edigate, don't know what gel for no. People and people, man, is all a man know. Yeah, my shoes and them say rubbing and my toes just a show. When me a ballin' all the one and so, so informer. You know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like you, boom, boom, damn. Take the man that says that I'm a stormy, stop somewhere down the lane.